I absolutely support this legislation to establish a national rent authority and to reduce rents to affordable levels by limiting them to a maximum of a quarter of a monthly household's income. As we all know, this is the last weekend the Dáil will sit before the recess. And although we have unnecessarily rushed through a lot of very important and heavy legislation, we have actually done very little to help in helping to ease the cost of living for families. People are struggling to get by and keep up with continuous spiralling costs, and it seems disingenuous of us to pass legislation after legislation with none of it addressing this. I welcome that People Before Profit have brought this legislation forward to properly address the everyday struggle that people are currently facing. This legislation would have a huge impact on many in this country who are part of Generation Rent due to the failed housing policies of successive Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael governments facilitated by Labour and Greens who keep them in power. People do not have the option to buy their own home as a result of being forced into the rental sector. Renters make up a huge number of today's population, and the rise in the rent that they have been subjected to is completely unacceptable. In my constituency of Donegal, the average rent increased by almost 20% in 2021 alone, and this has only gotten worse in 2022. The latest report from DAF.ie shows that rents in Donegal rose by 23% in the first 3 months of 2022 compared to the same period last year, with the county's rents rising at a rate beyond any other major city in the country. There is a serious scarcity of homes available in the area as well. On May the 1st, there were just 36 homes available to rent between Donegal, Monaghan and Cavan, which is a drop of nearly 40%. What is more is that we now have more being pushed into the rental market in Donegal due to homes being affected by mica. I have discussed in depth the many issues with the defective concrete blocks bill, and I know that this will also be discussed in the Fianna this afternoon. But I want to again point out that the Minister for Housing is not only failing mica-affected homeowners through that legislation, he's also failing them by not implementing this legislation as well, by not ensuring that rents cannot increase any further. I strongly believe that rent should be linked to people's income and to their ability to pay. It is only fair that this is the case. We cannot go on allowing for rent to take up most of a person's income. It isn't acceptable and it certainly isn't sustainable. I would like to condemn the Taoiseach's remarks regarding this bill when he said that it would undermine the capacity of many working people to afford a lot of things. This type of thinking is completely ridiculous and nonsensical. Is the argument that people want to pay more? Because I can assure you that certainly that is not the case. If the argument is that people would like to afford to pay their own rent, yes, of course, people would want to be able to pay their own rent, and that is why this legislation is so important, to allow people to do just that. This government has prioritised helping developers and vulture funds over their own citizens for far too long. But that is who they really represent. They don't represent the citizens of this country. They represent the vulture funds, the developers, the foreign companies. That is who you want to represent. And in that case, you're doing it very well and very good job of it. And I suppose we're starting from the wrong place because we're giving you credit for actually wanting to help citizens, which that isn't what you want to do. So we're starting from the wrong place all the time and expecting you to come to it, where we should actually be starting where you are starting from. And then we see that probably, in your own mind, you're doing a good job. I think this process needs to end. Government TDs need to remind themselves who they are here to represent. Citizens, not vulture funds. They need to start listening to their constituents who are crying out for help. And it is time for their voices to be prioritised. And if the government now has the opportunity to do that by passing this rent reduction bill, but look, we know you won't do it. And even though you're a Green Minister and you're probably sympathetic to what's included in this bill, you're not going to pass and you're not going to accept it, and that's the reality of the situation, because Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have decided that the vulture funds and those are the ones that you're looking after, and that's who you're going to pursue and that's who you're going to do it with, and that's what's going to happen.